When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what is up? What is going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADB. How are you doing today? Hopefully, all is well in your side of the world. Sorry, it's been a little while. I just went on a moto adventure. It was really awesome, and that kind of brings me to today's podcast, is why dual sporting is better than all other riding that's out there. That's just my personal opinion. It's not a fact or anything like that. That's just what I believe in, and that's kind of what I'm going to stick to. Anyway, before we get going, don't forget, make sure that you subscribe to our channel, whether it's a podcast or our YouTube channel. Remember, our YouTube is youtube.com/690EDB, and you can also find us on anchor.fm. Don't forget to download that app to your smart device, whether it's a tablet or a phone. You can get it on all flavors, and that way you can follow the Radio 690 ADV. And if you need to get any information, or if you just want to talk about some stuff, hit me up, 690ADV@gmail.com. Anyway, yeah, dual sporting and why I personally think it's better than all other types of riding that are out there is for quite a few reasons. I think all motorcycling is awesome. There's no right or wrong when it comes to getting out and riding on a motorcycle. I think just being out on a bike is really the biggest victory that you can get. And if you're a new rider and you're listening to this, I mean, it's just, I follow a lot of the Facebook groups and stuff like that. And a lot of them are the new rider stuff. And I get so happy and excited when I see like these ladies and especially the guys, they just, they're working on taking their motorcycle safety course and they're getting their first bike. And I remember what that was like, because it's really awesome, because it feels so good. It's like you're a little kid again. You just unwrap that one package at Christmas and it's what you wanted. You get all giddy and it's just, it's amazing. And motorcycles are the exact same thing. And they're really a little more than just feeling all giddy and stuff. It's like, it's a really cool toy that allows you to do a lot of things, but whether it be a street bike or a CBR 500 or a race bike or a naked bike, like a KTM 690 Duke or something like that, or a Harley, it really doesn't matter. But the dual sports, that kind of separates, because you get really the best of both worlds. And that's what really, I think, separates that from all other motorcycles that are out there. And with us just doing our trip, which, the video comes out today. It's on our YouTube channel. And it kind of shows you a little bit that goes into it. Now, you'll have all these riders out there, and you have all these guys that are, they think they're the super, adventure riders and all these types of things. And they've got all this gear, and it looks like they got a house on the back of their bike and all these things. That's not wrong. Okay. And I'm not putting down that person, but really, the adventure side is, in all honesty, what you want to make it. And it's about you. It's not about what somebody else thinks. So that's the beauty part of you know, this stuff is don't listen to everything that you hear. You know, an adventure ride for some people could be just riding down to the old Starbucks and getting a coffee and driving home. And that's okay. That is okay. Because if that brings joy and happiness into your life, you win. And you've won. And that's the beauty part. But with street bikes versus dual sport bikes, all the bikes are great, but the dual sporters allow us to do more stuff. And I think that's just the neat thing is that it encompasses a broader range of riding. And it allows us to, as we're riding, not to have to go and make changes or anything like that. We can do it on the fly. And that's really pretty cool. You know, so now can we go and race and do all those things like the street or the crotch rockets, as they like to say? Not really. We kind of think that our bikes are like that, but they're really nothing like that. Those bikes are their own animal and they're perfect for what they were built for. But we can do the street side that is a lot of fun. So we can do all the twisties and all the cool street riding. We can't do it as fast and maybe as, you know, have the agility as those bikes because that's what they're built for. But you can do quite a bit and you can do it pretty well, especially for a lot of riders, because a lot of riders, you know, are just riders. They're not professionals. They don't want to try to do this for a living. You know, they just want to get out and ride, man, and just feel good and let the wind blow on them and just experience what it's like to be on a motorcycle and to just have your own individual time to separate you from the rest of the planet. And that's really, really pretty awesome, especially when you're on, you know, your dual sport motorcycle. Now, the other part is the dual part, which I think is awesome because if you look at our dual sport bikes, they look like dirt bikes a little bit, some more than others. And then you have the adventure motorcycles, which are like your BMW F800 GSs or 700 GS or 1200 GS or the KTM 1090, 1190, 1290, you know, the Suzuki V-Stroms, the 650, the 1000. God, I mean, the list goes on and on. The Africa Twins. I mean, I could just go all day because there's just so many different bikes that are out there. And then on the dirt bike looking ones, you got mine that's like the KTM 690 Enduro. You have the new Honda CRF 300s, the Kawasaki KLX 300, the DRC 400, DR 650, the XR 6. I mean, God, the list goes on and on and on. But all the bikes are built to do two purposes, the street and the dirt. That's what's really cool about the dual sport and why I feel it's just better than all other motorcycle riding. They're not better bikes. All bikes are fantastic. But the cool thing is you can have a really good time on the street. But what happens when you're riding and you just kind of skitch up on a dirt road that's got some rocks and stuff and looks a little rutted out and, you know, a little washed out, but you can see off into the distance. Ah, there's a cool looking mountain back there. What's back there? You're not going to do that on a CBR. You can if you want to. Not recommended. How about a Harley? Probably not going to do it on a Harley on a 900-pound bike. What about any other street bike? Now, I'm not saying that you can't do it. What I am saying is it's not recommended because those bikes are not made to do that. And those bikes, you can get yourself in a little bit of a pickle and you might get yourself hurt. But on a dual sport bike, if it's set up just a little bit right, do all of it. That is what separates it. So you can go down that road. You can follow it depending on your skill level and depends on the technical portion of that road or trail. You know, you can get there on a dual sport bike or an adventure bike, which adventure bikes are really kind of dual sport too. They're just bigger, more street oriented, but they are an off-road capable bike. Now, it allows you to go do that. And that, I think, is just what really makes it awesome. What do you think? I mean, wouldn't you love to have that ability? How many times have you ridden in a car and maybe you were in a car, like a Honda Civic. I'm just throwing it out there. Not a pickup or a full drive. And you were just driving. You're like, oh man, that was beautiful over there. Or, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to go down that road or whatever in a tool drive car, especially when you look at it and you're like, I don't know if I do that in a tool drive pickup, much less a car. But man, it sure looks beautiful. Be cool if I could. So that sways you almost to get a full drive. But this is not about cars. But hopefully you get where I'm going. The nice thing about, the dual sport bikes, they're like four-wheel drive pickups, man. If you can learn to ride them correctly, you can go almost anywhere on these things. And that's what makes it super awesome, is because with a little practice, you can turn that thing into an all-terrain everything vehicle. And that's what really makes it amazing. And that's what separates it from the street bikes. So what do you think? Does that really make it a more all-around best bike? I like to think so. And maybe I'm a little biased, and I try not to be biased, but I will be honest with you. That's the way I feel, because we were in Big Bend, Texas, and we went down there and checked out everything that we could. Now, COVID shut down some of the stuff that was down there, like the hot springs and some of the other stuff. And in 5 days, there's just only so much you can do with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of riding down there. So we had to kind of pick and choose what we wanted to see. Did we see everything? Nah, we needed about two more days. But guess what? In the real world, we actually have to work. We have things that we have to do. Our podcast doesn't pay for us to go down there. Our YouTube channel doesn't pay for us to go. Have to pay for that out of our pockets and all that good stuff. But in the time that we were down there, it was amazing because we did a lot of really super cool street riding and got great scenery. And I love the desert and I love the mountains. So it's really cool. And the terrain down there is a cross between about three states. Literally, it's like Utah, Arizona, maybe four states, New Mexico and Colorado, all wrapped up into one and just gorgeous. But if you were on just a street bike, are you going to get to see it all? No, you're not. Because over half of Big Bend is off-road. So you're going to need some type of vehicle that is off-road capable. And having a dual sport is where you win. And I think that is what really is what separates the dual sport bikes from all the other ones. So in my personal opinion, I think dual sporting is all around the best. But I like riding all the bikes. I really do. I'll come here to Dallas, Fort Worth and bring whatever bike you got and I'll ride it. I've never met a bike I didn't like to ride. Some more than others, but that's the really, that's the thing I just think makes it totally amazing. It's just all the things that you see, if you want to do it and you have the capability, you can do it. And you just more than likely you're not going to be able to do it on a street bike. So I think with a dual sport bike, if you're thinking about getting a motorcycle, maybe dual sport is the ticket. That's the direction you want to go. Maybe that's what gets you excited, is that when you see that off-road stuff, you're going to want to do it. But here's the kicker. We don't always ride in the dirt. We do a lot of our riding on the street. So you want something that's capable and fun on the street, but yet is still off-road capable. But what else makes the dual sport really an amazing and awesome motorcycle that I still think is the best all-around motorcycle to get and ride? The comfort of it. It sits up straight. You basically have a high handlebar. You have a nice field of view. They're usually pretty comfortable for the most part. They're easy to ride. That really, I think, is maybe one of the top reasons is the riding aspect of it, is they're really pretty for the most part. About 75% of all dual sports that are out there are adventure bikes, are pretty easy to ride. They won't get out of control too fast, too quick. You can't whiskey throttle. I mean, you can whiskey throttle really any bike if you want to, if you rev it up high enough. But if you're just keeping your mind on it and you're not really trying to exceed more than what it is, they're really smooth. I mean, they are. They're super fantastic. They're fun. They're perfect for all ranges, local commuting, long range riding, just going to the grocery store, whatever you want to do. They work with all that. They have all the aftermarket stuff that you can get on it. You know, panniers, top boxes, all that type of stuff, which I know you can get that with the street bikes too. But are they as cool as the adventure stuff? Probably not. That's just a personal opinion. I'm just having fun. But the dual sports are really just, I think they're just fantastic. And hopefully, if you're thinking about getting a motorcycle and you're listening to this podcast, that maybe I can sway you into getting a dual sport bike. Maybe you have a street bike and you're thinking about a secondary bike. Get a dual sport, man, because I think with a little time, and I've got a lot of subscribers and a lot of people that basically email me and they comment on that stuff, and a lot of them are, they're street riders and they're coming over, and I, man, that gets me excited because that's more people, and the more people that are getting into dual sporting and riding and adventure riding, that means more bikes because that opens up the manufacturer's eyes to start making more adventure and dual sport bikes to keep the public happy. And that's really cool. And that's why we're getting all these really cool bikes that are coming out these days that are awesome. And it doesn't cost a lot of money to get into dual sporting. That's the other nice thing too, is they're relatively inexpensive and you could get started for as little as about $1,500 if now you're not going to get the greatest bike on the planet, but at the end of the day, you can get started and you can have a really good time and you can get out and you can start seeing what makes this so amazing and fantastic. Anyway, what do you think? Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel if you're interested in any of these podcasts and stuff. We have over 400 videos on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690AV. Comment whatever you want to do. Don't forget, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Don't forget about anchor.fm. Be part of our podcasting so that way you can hear our podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Man, if it's a podcast, we're out there. You can get us. And don't forget, you can always hit me up on my email, 690ADV@gmail.com, and I'll do my best. I always get back with everybody. It may take a little while. I'm a little busy these days, but I'll do my best. I've got quite a few recommendations on motorcycles that came in through email and stuff like that for some new riders and stuff. And I love, it gets me excited when you guys basically hit me up and ask questions and stuff like that, because it's so much fun. And that's what makes this amazing and awesome, is to help people out. And, and if I don't have the answer, I've got people I can lean on. That's the beauty part. I don't know everything. I don't want to know everything. But anyway, thanks for stopping in. Thanks for being part of the 690 ADV. And get out and ride, man. And if you're thinking about a bike, maybe getting into getting a bike, man, think about a dual sport, because I think you'll be very happy in all the great things that you can do. All those beautiful places you see, with the commercials and stuff like that, and all those beautiful, awesome off-road places that you see that are out in the desert, like out in Utah and all that. Guess what? You're not going to see that in a car, probably. You're going to need some kind of a off-road vehicle to see that stuff, and this is the perfect ticket for you. Hey, I'm Joe, 690ADV. Be good. Be safe and ride and find your adventure. 690 out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.